Amen. We thank God for that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I hope you understand English very well. I will slow. I'll speak slowly because I want you to get what I'm saying. Praise God. And the Lord that has brought you here will honor you.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord that has brought you here, with the saint of the Spirit, has drawn you here. Because we met in the hotel and you still come here again. So it's the saint of the Spirit that drew you. Praise God. And that saint of the Spirit will still quicken you.
Amen.
And give you life, strengthen you,
yes,
and cause you to excel,
amen,
in the land.
Amen.
God bless you, Paolo.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's something that has baffled men for many years. And that thing that has baffled men for many years is the thing called death. Death. Nobody wants to die.
At all.
Praise God. Even the one who says that he's suffering, he doesn't have a job, there's nothing to live for anymore, God has forsaken me, you tell the person, where come?
Okay.
Let me shoot you wrong. He doesn't have the matter. The person will tell you, no. Even the person that is suffering from cancer,
yes,
that is suffering day and night, you tell the person, why don't we end it? The person will say, no. The fear of death. Praise God.
Amen.
And strange enough, Jesus Christ is written that in Hebrew that Jesus Christ came, was manifested to destroy the fear of death. Now we're talking about the physical death. Because we fear death because we've not understood certain secrets of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ made a statement that was baffling when he said, I tell you the truth, some of you here will not taste
death
of death. But mm-hmm, this is serious talk. He was not just bluffing. He was not just speaking for nothing. He said, some of you here will never
taste
death of death.
Death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to believe that that word is for us here today.
Amen.
Scientists, great men, rich men who attempt to become billionaires, who excel in every aspect of their life, rich men, I don't want to mention names, went around towards their last days searching for a solution to this thing called death, but they couldn't understand the mystery. Even King Solomon, in all of his wisdom, King Solomon was the wisest of all the men upon the earth. But with all of his wisdom, he was not able to unravel the mystery of death.
Oh.
That is why he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes is a picture of a sober man who has searched and searched and searched. And at the end of the day, he found no answer. But the Bible says one thing, that a greater than Solomon is standing here.
Amen.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A greater than Solomon is standing where?
Yes.
He's standing in you.
Amen.
Today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And as he stands in you, the mystery of death is unveiled.
Amen.
Praise God. And when the mystery of death is unveiled, you overcome death.
Yes.
Because it is written that the last enemy
is
to be destroyed is death. This is what the Bible preaches. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. That enemy of God, your enemy, and the enemy of God. God cannot give you what he does not have.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And was manifest. He's manifesting you to take away that thing called death. That's why we are a privileged generation.
Yes.
We are privileged people. Hallelujah. Abraham could never understand the message. Moses could not understand the message. All the great men of God, they could not understand. But Jesus Christ says, today, blessed are you that you see and that you hear. Blessed are your ears. That's because you are hearing the greatest mysteries of the ages. Free of charge.
Yes.
Without paying a dime. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are hearing the mystery of the age. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't look in the book of Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. Verse 34. Luke 20. Verse 34. Now some people had asked Jesus about marriage. You know, the Hebrews were asking what happens when this happens, when somebody dies and leaves his wife. You know, in the Hebrew tradition, normally the brother will inherit the wife of his departed brother, so as to fulfill the part of the brother. And they pass on the wife like that and like that. So they were asking, what happens in heaven? Who will marry her in heaven? And Jesus Christ responded. You know, he was an actor. He was very smart. He always responded with a spiritual answer. And he always said, if you have those that have ears to hear,
let them hear.
Because what Jesus Christ spoke was not for everybody. It's for those who have ears to hear. But God, now you can go around listening to different type of words of God. Praise God. If you can perceive it by the carnal mind, it's not the word of God. If you read this Bible with your ordinary natural mind, it's not the word of God. It will only fill you with death. It will only tell you of somebody in the sky. It will only tell you of somebody with long hair and blue eyes. It will only tell you of something that will happen tomorrow. It will only tell you of how God is coming to get you. It will only tell you of how you are a sinner. The letter kills. It's the spirit that gives life. I will always repeat this thing in my messages. Praise God. That thing you call the Bible is not, it's not the word of God. Except by the Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, search the scriptures as much as you want. Stretch them. You think that you have life in them. You can't have life in those scriptures. Except by the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that gives life. Hallelujah. When you live by the Spirit, you even go beyond the Bible. You see, we saw the vision of the metamorphosis of the butterfly. Is that in the Bible? It's not. The parables of Jesus, were they in the Bible?
No way.
They were not in the Bible. So those people who are those scribes and Pharisees who are learned in the Bible, who will go for years, have you seen the Jews? The Jews are a bunch of religious people. Religion, they are number one. When it comes to religion, someone said, well, what's wrong with religion? Religion is dead. Jesus Christ, God didn't come to give us, bring religion to this world. Jesus didn't bring religion. He brought life.
Amen.
Religion is an act.
Yes.
Religion is trying to get to something that you already are. Religion is always preaching separation between man and God.
Yes.
That is what religion is all about. So you see, the scribes and the Pharisees who had learned the Bible for years, who had studied the Bible for many years, would wonder that how can this man be talking about parables here? Who is he? These were learned men. Because the days I can come here and I can just sit down and look at that sister's hair. And I can give a message. Just by looking at that, I can get a message out of that. I have a message already. In fact, as I'm meeting, I can speak. I can prophesy. I know what the Spirit intended.
Amen.
Because the things you see in this natural world are only parables. They are like pointers to the things of the Spirit. Everything you see in this natural world is a parable. Are you listening? The real world is invisible. The real realm is a spiritual realm. The real thing is invisible, and that is God. Hallelujah. Everything you see today in this world does not have any value or substance in it, except you see what is telling you by the Spirit.
Amen.
It's written in the book of Romans.
Yes.
Romans is written that the invisible things of God, the mind of God, the great magnificent things of God are being understood today by the things that are seen. If you look out at the stars, what do you think the stars are saying? When you look at the stars and in the sky at night, it's speaking about you.
Yes.
It's speaking about the church of God. All these things are there for a purpose. They are pointers to the mysteries of God's kingdom. They testify of God's realm. That's why they are there. Besides God, there is nothing. There is nothing to be learned. There is no knowledge, no understanding outside of God. Nothing. But you can, if you like, achieve whatever, of course, you might want to be comfortable in this life.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you walk around here and say you're no more going to work. There's no more dead at the back of your mind that nothing you can achieve in this outer world except discovering yourself in God. That's all.
Amen.
And that is the end of the faith. Our sister has put up at the end. The beginning is the end. The end is the beginning.
Yes.
It's if you begin from a circle, a point in a circle, you always end up at that point. That is the end. The beginning, that's why it says I am the Alpha,
Hallelujah.
I am the beginning and the end. That is you. That is your beginning and that's your end.
Amen.
You know what brother wrote me from America some weeks ago? He was so happy. He said, praise God, that finally I understand what you're saying. That is me in the book of Revelations. That is me. That's my beginning. That's my end. And everybody must understand the secret. This is the greatest secret. What Jesus Christ says, no man, because they can't understand. It's a secret. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know yourself beyond this human identity, beyond the weakness of the flesh. There is a glorious being, the morning star in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And since I've divided a bit,
no.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So Luke chapter 20, verse 34. I'm going to start reading myself. It says, and Jesus said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given into marriage, neither can they die anymore. For they are equal with angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed that the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, for he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. For all live unto
him.
I listen. All live unto
him.
All live unto
him.
There is nothing like brother Isaac, nothing like, you know, sister Daddy, nothing like the essay or there's nothing like pastor, what pastor, nothing, like nothing pastor. No pastor at all. There's only
God.
See, there's a dissolving of all the elements now today. All those things that we have put in our minds, all those high things, they are being dissolved as we come in contact with the fire of God.
Amen.
With the revelation fire of God's presence. He's dissolving everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All these high concepts in our minds, they're all being leveled today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The valley shall be lifted up and the mountains raised up. Everything is being made plain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to that, we come to that place where we know,
Hallelujah.
That we live only unto him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ says here, he says, some people never die. Those who are worthy to attain to that world. Now, that world is not something to borrow, eh?
No.
We're speaking about God's kingdom. We're speaking about God's realm, God's world. See, there's a world that is coming into view today, and that is God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's an everlasting kingdom that can never pass away.
That's all.
That is where we are headed today. And that's where we stand today. Those who are understanding.
Yes.
Praise God. He said that those who are worthy to attain to that world, to the resurrection from the dead, neither die. They can never what?
Die.
That's immortality and life.
Amen.
These are those who are working to the reality, to the mystery of life itself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said that what? They are sons of God, being the sons of the
resurrection.
To be a son of God, you must be a son of
the resurrection.
That means you must be awakened. What does it mean to resurrect?
To be awakened.
Somebody say, but what do you mean by that? One of the graves out there. There is nobody in those graves out there. Are you listening? There is nobody in those graves out there. Mm-hmm. Forget it. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in those graves. Jesus Christ says, "What I am the
resurrection.
I am the resurrection. I am the
resurrection."
If you don't know that that is your life, that's why you are and you are dead.
Of course.
The resurrection is not a future event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's why Jesus Christ says, now is the time.
Yes.
The hour cometh. You see it in John. Praise God. In John, he said that the hour is coming when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And they shall walk, they shall arise to life.
Amen.
We all die in Adam. We all tasted of that physical death.
Mm.
And that's why we are suffering many things. That's why we are being subject to fear, to the torments of the principalities and the powers of this age. We lost out on the power and the glory of God. When God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, that is you, to rule and to have dominion over
all.
All things, not them. Praise God.
Amen.
That is you.
Amen.
Once you don't know that, that is you, you are there. Once you cannot understand and live in that life, you are there. But thank God, because grace has come.
Amen.
And that grace is gathering the people back from their graves.
Hallelujah.
This is the grave, your flesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are dead in your humanity.
Of course.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
You are dead when you think that you have a life separate from God. Hallelujah. That's why it says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Anybody that will come out from the grave awakens into that life. You are awakening into that new name.
Amen.
In reality, that new name has always been. It's not that we lost it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Sons of God, children of the resurrection, to those who have believed, He has given them power to become what?
Sons of God.
Sons of God is not more money and dodo kind of thing. It's serious business. To be a son of God is what? It's a serious
business.
Not a child's play. You know what it means to be a son of God? The totality of God is invested in you. Everything that the Father has is
mine.
If you want to hold your son, if things are going well, don't you like it that your son takes everything, inherits everything from you? Don't you like it to see your son riding in your best car, you know, prospering? Don't you like it?
Yes.
That's the way the Father likes it. Because he's dear. The kingdom of what?
Dear son.
You know what it means? Dear. Dear son. This is my beloved son. My beloved son, in whom I am well. He means I am pleased. He said, I am well. Now, if you have that, what do you need again? You don't even need a dime in your account. If you know that, Jesus Christ said that, I know the Father has not left me. You see, that was his power. How many people can really stand and say, I know the Father has not left me without doubting? That's the work of the devil. The devil has robbed us of this knowledge. And God is responding now today.
Amen. To the
fullness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you can say without a doubt that I am, you cannot drown in the sea like Peter. You know, Peter walked for a while upon the sea.
Yes.
He walked. He walked upon the sea. Peter walked upon the sea. But when he saw the waves coming, he looked left, right. He said, "Hey, God, you know those waves are the contradictory voices of unbelief that come through your pastors, that come through your friends, that come through your family members and situations everywhere. This whole world is under the hold of Satan. Negativity and lies. Look at this atmosphere." Hallelujah. Praise God. If you run away from the world and go to the church, you see the devil there waiting for you on the pulpit, preaching his own gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, the bondage of religion is stronger than even worse than the bondage of ordinary sin. A person who drinks and is a drunkard outside on the street is better than a person who is in bondage to religion. Jesus Christ says, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, if you walk in religious light and you think it's just like when you meet the testimony in Jehovah, you know, I don't serve people normally, but if you meet a testimony in Jehovah person, you know, to preach to that kind of person, you will know that you will know how much they are locked. You know, they feel sorry for you.
Yeah, of course.
They feel sorry for you that you are lost. If the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? That's why you see, mind the kind of language you hear from the pulpit. Mind it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He has given us power to become sons of God, to rule and to reign. Hallelujah. That chief riding on the horse with a crown on the head. You know, that is the crown actually.
Yes.
That is you and I.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? In the book of Revelations, when John saw Jesus coming from the sky, riding on a horse, yes, he noticed that there were many, many crowns on the head.
Yes.
Who do you think those crowns, who do you think they are? It's you and I in him. Praise God.
Amen.
And please don't look at any physical horse in the sky. You wouldn't see it. God, hallelujah.
Amen.
To say that you probably go to some star somewhere and look for a horse. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Those are allegories. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He has given us the power to become sons, and sons of God don't die. The sons of God don't die. That's why I say that you are God's, you are all children of the Almighty, but you shall die as men. Because of your ignorance, and you can see that it is men. Now, when we say men, we are talking of fallen man, mortal man, the man of the dust, the man of the earth. When we live in the flesh, we die. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are God's sovereign, but you shall die as men because you deviated from the truth. So you can see the sons of God don't die. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about the physical thing here.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm not sure if you can get here. Praise God. You can become so spiritually enlightened that you know that you are dropping this tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
You are not to drop this tabernacle does not mean you die. You can just walk it out.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You know, Paul came to that place where Paul wrote that it's better that you would have preferred to be good, because he has seen that he has seen everything. He has seen the truth. You look at men, you will be sorry for them. Because all you have in this world is suffering.
Yes.
If you enjoy here this world as men,
no such thing.
It's suffering, just fatigue, fear, torment. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
So God is bringing us to the place, praise God.
Yeah.
When you arise from the dead, the sons of the resurrection, you can never die. Praise God. And today, your moment, not tomorrow.
Amen.
Now is, praise God.
Amen.
Now I want us to read, because not all of us, let us go quickly to the book of John. John chapter 5. verse 25. John chapter 5 verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and what?
Now
is. Now? One of you who says, if today, today, if you hear his voice, today, is it tomorrow?
No.
Now. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Praise God. For as the Father has life in himself,
so has he given
to his Son to have life in himself, and has given authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in their graves, all. Did he say some?
No.
Now listen to me. To be in your grave is not a physical concept. You can be dead. You can leave your body and still be in a spiritual grave. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can be living upon the earth and walking normally and doing things normally and still be in a grave. It has got nothing to do with the physical grave you see out at the corner of the city. Those are parables. When you see things in the natural, they are parables. They are not real. They are pointers to spiritual things. And when you see a dead man, have you touched a dead man before?
No.
He touched, he slapped him, spit on the face, fat poop on the face. He wouldn't move. He can't see, he can't, he's out. That is how insensitive we become when we live as men of the flesh. We lose all trace of reality. We think we know ourselves as men. You don't know anything. You don't even know yourself. You can't even see yourself. You don't know who you are. You don't know the riches. That's why Paul says, he prayed that what that is, that I may be enlightened, that they may know what is the riches of the glory of the saints. You see, the eyes are the ones darkened. When you are dead, the eyes are darkened. Read, when you go home, read Psalm 88, you see the experience of someone in the grave. If you read it, you understand it's a spiritual concept that you are cut off from God. You are separated from God. You know when Jonah entered into the belly of the whale, that is the experience of death. It's a separation, you are totally cut off from God's presence. And you see, you don't even have a trace, an idea of what God is. You see, at times you see people praying and making the whole shamama, shamama, and crying and Holy Ghost fire. You are praying to something that does not exist. I'm sorry to say. Some of these things you people do and cry and you are, it's all in vain. You cannot know the Father except you know the Son. It's written in Jesus Christ said, nobody knows the Father except the Son. And nobody knows the Son except the Father. You can only know God when you know yourself. Are you seeing the secret here?
Amen.
Everybody's quiet. Somebody said, but God answered their prayers. They prayed to Allah, and God answered your faith.
Hallelujah.
It's your faith that I'm talking for you. Not, nobody's doing anything for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody's doing anything. It's your faith. Jesus Christ said, your faith, to him that believes. He didn't say to the Christian that believes, or to the Muslim that believes. You know, you have Muslims who do miracles.
Of course.
You have what they call Buddha. You have people who are just born with miracles, who do it right from their bed. Your faith. If you have faith, you can do anything. Doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or whether you're anything. But the secret here is that until you attain to the pure knowledge of the Son of God, you cannot attain to the faith that is equivalent to that of God. There's a limit. There's always a limit. You can operate with your faith and do many, many things, but there's a limit. You cannot break through the barrier of faith. You cannot understand this fellowship, this oneness. I am the Father and I one, except you understand the secret of the Son. Praise God. The hour is coming and now is Now is, and we are hearing the voice of truth. Nobody will come out tomorrow and shout from the street. Nobody will come out in the sky tomorrow and blow a trumpet. Bam! This is your trumpet. Are you listening? This is your trumpet. You see, when the trumpet blows, because the person who blows the trumpet is the breath. When you see the breath of God, it's the trumpet. When you hear the voice of God, it's the trumpet. It's the communication of God. Bringing awareness deep, speaking onto your deep, and fetching you out from where you are, where you are lost in your human life. Hallelujah, praise God. And you can stand and rule and reign your life, and it's now.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't look at your condition around you. Don't look at anything. It is what? Now. Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Amen. So you can see the hour is coming and now is, and people should awaken to the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Talk to the book of Luke. Yeah, the time will come, it's fly today.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing is there, but more time. When the anointing is not there, the time will be there. Move on. Luke chapter 9. First, I'm going to read this. Now, Jesus Christ made some statements. This same thing concerning death. Hallelujah. God wants us to know that He's here to abolish death in our life. Death is a spiritual concept. Say that we are separate from the life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 9, verse 27. But I tell you of a truth, there are some standing here which shall not taste of death. They see the kingdom of God coming. Now let's go for that. And it came to pass. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
About an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, John, and James and went up onto a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elias, which came, appeared in glory, and spoke of his disease. But God, now listen to verse 32. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they awoke, they saw his glory, and the 2 men. Let's stop here. Now you can see what's happening. This is an allegory. When you see things like this, this is spirit trying to teach us something. It's not just an ordinary story. Okay, God? Because you can see that mountain, the Bible says a high mountain. Other accounts say he took them to a high mountain that was apart, separate. That high mountain is an allegory of Mount Zion. Mount Zion, God's what? Holy
place.
Yes. Hallelujah. And whether you like it or not, that is where the Spirit is leading every man to live. Amen?
Amen.
It's taking every man and leading us where? To that pinnacle of Zion.
Amen.
Because you see, when you get to the pinnacle, you get to see one spot. And we are all, that's our united, we unite in that one spot. And that is God's dwelling, that is God's presence, that is God's glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ made it clear, some of you will not die. Immediately after that statement, he takes them up. These are those who will not die. He said, people who will ascend God's holy mountain. These are the people who are worthy to enter into eternal life and never taste of death.
Amen.
Praise God. God is showing us a secret today. Only three men were. Where were the other disciples?
Mm-hmm.
Where were the other people around? They were about doing their own business. Even the disciples, when they got there, the Bible said they were what?
Sleeping.
We don't see Christ because we are asleep. But when your eyes are open, you will see that there is only Him. There is nothing like it's a man here. All these are those who are human. When you walk in that realm, you are walking in eternity and you are seeing things from God's perspective. When the eyes were open, they saw Christ in His glory.
Mm-hmm.
With the Lord enlightening our eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And as they saw the Lord in His glory, the voice comes out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. How we can get the message? Hallelujah. These are those who will not die. We are in that number. Receive this message today by God's by faith. Receive this message wherever you are. Hallelujah. We have been called to glory. See, the Bible says by his appearing he has abolished death forever. Hallelujah. And now is the time. Let us live. We are a privilege of people. Hallelujah. We can live that eternal life now and enter into the glory of the Father.
Amen.
Lord, it's right now as we hear the communication of the Spirit. Let the Spirit lead us by the seven eyes of the Lamb. The anointing is in you. Praise God. And there's a price to pay. You know the price to pay? We must abandon everything upon the earth. Everything that is earthly. The Bible says those who have left what? Father, mother, children, and lands, and everything for my name's sake, will do what? What? Inherit eternal life. And peace, brother. Hold on, please. I beg. The thing is, you have been telling this for so long. The time you try your best, eh? And I tell you, like it. Oh, please. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. So where was I?
You abandoned the mother.
Yeah, we leave mothers, fathers, and everything for my name's sake. We do what? We inherit 100-fold. Brethren, amen. And also what eternal life, which is the life of the Father. Can we stand up, please?